U.S. officials have described the flight of the EP-3 as routine surveillance and reconnaissance along the Chinese coast. But there are several new weapons in the Chinese arsenal in which the United States is especially interested. China has put into operation destroyers and submarines that have the capacity to threaten U.S. aircraft carriers. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The number one priority right now for EP-3 flights are the two Russian-built Savremeny destroyers now in service in the Chinese Navy and the 8 sea-skimming anti-ship missiles the Savremeny carries. The Chinese acquired the second of these destroyers, whose name means modern in Russian, just last year, says Phil Saunders, a former East Asian analyst at the Pentagon, now with the Monterey Center for Nonproliferation Studies.
I think the United States is very interested in how they are training with it, what kind of frequencies it operates on, where those ships are based and where they're operating. I mean, we have some sense of what the capabilities of the hardware are, but what is much less well known is how well can the Chinese use them, and whatever we can learn about the tactics of how they exercise, because how you train gives you a good indication of how you'll ultimately fight.
Experts agree the U.S. does not yet have a good understanding of how the Chinese intend to use these destroyers and their missiles, which are called sunburns. So, says James Mulvenin, an expert on the Chinese military at the RAND Corporation, the data that the reconnaissance flights pick up greatly enhances U.S. understanding of China's naval and missile capabilities.
We're interested in radio transmissions, any other communication transmission between the Sabermenis and their headquarters units, as well as other ships. We're also interested in any emissions we can get from the Sabermenis radar, as well as any emissions we can get from the SSN-22 Sunburn anti-ship cruise missiles that currently are on board the Sabermeny that would help us defend our ships against them.
The same goes for China's several Kilo-class submarines, also acquired from Russia. The Kilos are harder to keep tabs on because they stop communicating when they submerge, but they are diesel subs, which means they have to surface frequently to recharge their batteries. When they do, they begin to send out emissions again, and they reappear on the screens of the U.S. World Watchers, as the crews call themselves. One other Chinese deployment is especially important. China has arrayed some 300 short-range ballistic missiles along its coast across from Taiwan. James Mulvenin says the U.S. wants to know as much about those missiles as it can.
We're looking about for anything in terms of the way they do business, in terms of the way the headquarters communicates with individual mobile units, any emissions from their radars, any telemetry from the missiles themselves that will give us greater strategic warning about a possible pending missile launch.
China began to rethink its naval and missile deployments after 1996, when the United States sent two carrier battle groups to Taiwan to counter Chinese missile threats during the island's presidential election. Since then, experts say, the Chinese have had to consider how they might counter U.S. naval moves in case of a conflict over Taiwan. Naval expert Norman Pollmar says this is not a case where China could defeat the U.S. in a direct naval battle.
The United States is certainly not threatened by China acquiring a few modern submarines, a few modern destroyers, a few modern anti-ship missiles. China's Navy pales in comparison with the U.S. Navy at any level. A single U.S. Navy carrier battle group with one or two carriers probably can put out more conventional firepower than the entire Chinese Navy combined.
But with its recent acquisitions, Beijing is seeking to plant more questions in the minds of American military planners. Phil Saunders says the Chinese are developing a strategy to deter the U.S. from sending its carriers too close to China during such a crisis.
One of your concerns is how to keep the U.S. out of a fight or to deal with the United States if it does intervene on behalf of Taiwan. And that means you have to deal with the world's most advanced navy, and in particular with its aircraft carriers. So some of the systems that China has been acquiring would be particularly useful for a Taiwan scenario if you're having to operate against the U.S. Navy.
Under such circumstances, the U.S. would seek to jam the radar of the ships and counter the missile guidance systems, monitor the subs, and provide warning of possible ballistic missile launches. The signals intelligence gathered by the EP-3 flights contributes significantly to the U.S. capability to do all that. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.